This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What are we looking at here? We have all kinds of Keyshawn Johnson action figure over there and all kinds of little swag on our table. You know, I'm going to sound like Key for a second here, Jay. If you watched Daniel Jones this last season, you could throw out the numbers, which were very good, by the way, like touchdown interception ratio and everything. But, man, as Key would say, he's good, man. Like, I was watching him. He played well.
Yeah.
He played well. And down the stretch in particular, they gave him a new contract. It's a four-year deal. It's really a two-year. 2 years guaranteed at $82 million, yep. Meaning it's $41 million a year guaranteed over the next 2 years. That's team-friendly deal in this market.
But what did I say all along? I said he's a New York starting quarterback.
Right.
He's a 40. This is what it's going to cost you, between $35 and $40 million. I'm starting in New York. They gave him a two-year deal. I don't care about all the other, you know, it's close to 190. Yeah, whatever. If he wins four Super Bowls, okay, got it.
Right.
It's the money in the first 2 years that matter. Because guess what, Max? If he ain't no good,
he's gone.
In 2024, they going to kiss him goodbye.
Hey, Key, 4 years at 160, if it's called 160 over four, right, then really what you're talking about is a cap hit that is manageable in this climate, in this market for quarterbacks, where the top guys are getting close to 60. Right, Aaron Rodgers whoever he plays for this year, going to get 58 and change. So you get a good starting quarterback for 40?
$18 million less.
And we also said 2 years from now you'll be looking at this by saying, okay, like $41 million, like that's going to be going.
Yeah, but 2 years, but two years from now, no, Jay.
They'll redo it if he's good.
They're going to see him at the altar if it's good.
That's fine.
Okay, so Seth Walder, ESPN Sports analytics writer, Giants had the option to guarantee $32 million to Daniel Jones. Instead, chose to guarantee $82 million. Not the choice I'd want to make for a player who broke out just last season with the lowest yards, air yards per target in the league. A lot of downside risk. I don't agree with that analysis only because the downside risk to me, as Key just pointed out, seems to be one season. If he doesn't have a good season next year, then you have to keep him on your books for one additional year. But if he doesn't, you're going to wind up drafting a quarterback, and your quarterback room's going to come in way under the top of the market anyway.
Look, everybody has their opinions in what they should do with players and how they should do things with players, right, Jay? Basketball, football, baseball, whatever you want to call it. But this is where, as Jay would like to say, it gets my you-know-what chap, right? It just when you get people saying things they don't agree with it, you're not in the room. You don't know what he's doing. You don't watch the All-22 from the last 4 years of his performance and seeing the good things that he's doing. What coaches, general managers, presidents of teams, and those owners that may know football and quarterback coaches and receiver coaches and analysts on offensive side of the ball, they're looking at specific things. And they're saying, okay, he did that right. Okay, he did that right. Okay, look at the rip and the zip on the ball. Okay, he put it, if we had a healthy OBJ from 5 years ago and he put it right there, he'll turn the corner on that. Okay, if we can get this guy in the draft, this is what's going to happen here. They're looking at it totally different than what people that cover the game that isn't in the room look at. That's why they can say, I'm betting the $82 million guaranteed over the next 2 years makes sense to us.
You see, Key, I trust Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Like, I've seen them go through this process before with Josh Allen, and by no means am I saying that Daniel Jones is Josh Allen.
But
the steps that they took with Josh Allen seems to be very similar to the steps that they're taking with Daniel Jones.
So 7,000%.
So assessing that and then saying, okay, hey, we could have signed you for the fifth year. We didn't. We're paying $18 million more, but at the end of the day, it's a franchise-friendly deal, and then we can assess in 2 years. It's a great spot to be in.
Let me see what you can do. That's why we're going to put you on the 50-year option. Oh, you can do it? Fine. You proved it to us?
Boom,
yeah, we'll give you 2 years.
And let's see if you can do it two more years.
Let's see if you can do it, and then we'll talk again.
Because they know what they're looking at, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
When you look at a dude like Andy Reid, for instance, Andy Reid made a trade for Kadarius Toney. You know what Andy Reid just said the other day? Kadarius Toney getting ready to be wide receiver number one for the Kansas City Chiefs next season. So what does that mean? He saw enough to go, I could do something with this.
Yeah,
I know what to do with this guy.
When you criticize the numbers guys, let me tell you what I think is going on. And you're not wrong, too. And the numbers guys aren't wrong either. When you look at numbers, like, for example, air yards per attempt, usually there's a strong positive correlation, or oftentimes between a certain statistic and how good players are. You'll see the better players grouped among the players who have the best air yards per, or whatever stat you're using, and the lesser players grouped among the ones who have the – but those are averages. Those are trends. There are specific cases that are different. And people like Key, who have played and who are watching closely, can say, yes, I understand why you're using the numbers to get a general sense of things, but specifically about this guy, that doesn't apply for these various reasons.
But the analytics, Max, if you're looking at something sheerly from an analytics perspective, there's a density in the air. There's a feel. Like, there's a... There's an energy around watching a guy and seeing it, and then look. It's one thing to see it and have experience seeing it, and then looking at the numbers and then trying to see it.
Uh-huh. He had 15 touchdowns in the air, right?
See, that's a number
in the air, right? Yep. That's a number. And you seem to like the numbers from time to time.
I do.
Yeah, you like the numbers. So he only had 15 for a guy to get $40 million. Only 15 touchdowns seems like a lot.
Yep.
Right. But what happens is you say to yourself, you go, if we had Higgins, CeeDee Lamb, and a healthy Shepherd.
25 touchdowns in the
30 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's how you got to look at it. You can't look at it and go, we're paying a guy $41 million. He only threw 15 touchdowns. There's a reason he only threw 15.
I also think there are other – you can even still use numbers, say, what about his touchdown-interception ratio? What about his QBR? Those are all very good for Daniel Jones, right? But I understand what you mean, Key. Having just watched Daniel Jones closely all season, he was quite good. Whatever the numbers say, I can tell you, he was quite good. I watched him.
He deserves it, man. He deserves it.
First Giants first-round pick to get a second contract since Odell Beckham Jr., Daniel Jones.
First.
Odell played 12 games on that
contract.
Isn't
OBJ on the market as well?
No, he got to his second deal.
Nobody's
Keith.
Mentioned OBJ's name in a while, huh?
That's well, just he's been injured, floating though, out there. He just got to get healthy.
No, I know. I'm just saying. That's still looming out there around the Giants.
I mean, yeah, but he's got to get healthy.
A Fred in Los Angeles has something
younger
to say about Lamar Jackson, guys.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Fred?
Man, I just want to give a shout out to Keyshawn. He went to school with my wife.
Okay.
Los Angeles, California. Jay
all
Williams,
right.
I love you, but I also love North Carolina, so we can both crack you to the side.
All right.
But I wanted to say this. How many players right now don't have sports agents, top athletes? Because I go back to the point of origin. The point of origin is if you're representing yourself, and unless you got a law degree, this league will eat you alive. The same way they do when they find out what's wrong with you and cancel your contract, and all of a sudden you find yourself like Mr. Tua Tagovailoa over there in Miami. I mean, it baffles me to the point where if you're going to represent yourself, you got to have some sort of inclination of what's going on behind closed doors, what they're talking about, what's the league doing. I mean, that's a sports agent's job. I'm sitting here this morning. I called in about 2 years ago. They call me Fire Fred because I just fire off the top. And my point is this. I went to a website this morning. You know how we have all this access to technology? It seems like to me no one's using it. I typed in 16 advantages of hiring a sports agent. It brought me to epiphanymanagement.org. And it lays out what the agent's doing for you. Now, Scott Boras got to be crying somewhere in his mansion. It depends on what state he's living in right now. But, I mean, I just don't think Lamar is thinking.
Lamar's
really
got to get an agent, according to Fred in Los Angeles. What does McKeith in Virginia Beach think?
Hey, good good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First, let me say about the sports agent talk. Why everybody act like Lamar is the first athlete to represent himself? There have been other guys that represent himself. Matter of fact, Roquan represented himself and he got the contract. So can we stop saying that? Second thing is, I'm going to bring up the elephant in the room about the quarterback position. Like, it looked like the powers that be want to keep the quarterback position looking a certain way. Lamar does not fit that bill, so he might suffer from that agenda.
You're saying it's a race thing?
Not so much. It just looked like they want to keep that position looking a certain way.
Man, if you want to say that, say it, man. That's a legitimate idea to bring up.
Whether or not everyone agrees with it, it's a legitimate point.
And McKee, can I just address your first point? Because I want you to stay on the phone with us too for a second here. Like the Roquan Smith thing, I get it, the $100 million deal. Like the Deshaun Watson guaranteed money is the biggest deal in the history of the NFL. Like 230 is the biggest deal in the history of the NFL. It's not like he's trying to get a middle of the road deal. He's trying to do
Daniel Jones just got a middle of the road deal.
He's trying to do something that's never been done before in the history of the NFL.
But listen to this. Okay, to your point. All right, Daniel Jones just signed $40 million for 2 years. 5 years, if they go to Lamar, a 5 year deal, that's $200 million. He wants $230 million guaranteed. What's the difference for a player that's way better than Daniel Jones? An MVP and a guarantee, man.
The guarantee is only 80 million.
Daniel Jones has got two years, $82 million.
It's 82 million guaranteed, right?
Yep. Yeah, and Lamar's already been offered by, according to reports, Lamar's already been offered, Key, right, between $160 and $180.
Well, it depends on which report you want to believe in, because one originally was $133. Another one came in between
What I'm saying is that's still $50 more than Daniel Jones got, and that offer was made a year ago.
Exactly. Oh, he's going to always get more than Daniel Jones.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's not even anything to think about. I just think it's not when you look at it, and he talked about players in the past being able to do their own deals. Yes, you can do your own deal, but who are you dealing with? Circumstances, right? I did my own deal. My last year in the league, I did my own deal. My agent didn't do that deal, but guess what he did do, Jay? He talked me through doing the deal. I ran over to the corner. Hey, man, this is what they're saying. What you think?
Watch your move.
Then he came back, boom, 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 came back over there, handed it to Marty Herney. Marty Herney said, we can't do that. I ran back over there, wrote it down, said, hey, can you do this? Marty said, yeah. I said, this is what they're going to do. Deal was done. So it's not you don't have
advice.
Communication with people and get advice from the NFLPA, from people that have negotiated and done deals before. And I'm sure Lamar has. The difference is Lamar wants to allegedly set a precedent about getting a fully guaranteed contract to some degree. I'm puzzled because all I wanted to do is get to 231, however he get there. First 3 years, first 4 years, first five. I just want to get to 231.
Meantime, the Jets just want to get to Aaron Rodgers and their whole brass, all the important Jets executives on a plane yesterday to California.
You think they had to stop and refuel?
I don't think so. I think that jet makes it all the way from New York to California, Key. I'm pretty sure. Meantime, was that Aaron Rodgers just seeing if he can get these dudes to fly across the country? Or where there's smoke, is there fire? Is he about to be a New York football jet? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Multiple Jets team officials fly out to meet with Aaron Rodgers in person.
You put the owner on the plane, you put the team president on the plane, you put the head coach, GM, the offensive coordinator on the plane. You're not doing that because you're hoping he'll listen. You're doing that because you're hoping to walk away with some sort of resolution.
That certainly indicates a strong chance that it's heading in the direction of him being traded to the Jets.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So the New York Jets, the whole brass, all the executives get on a flight and they take a plane out to meet Aaron Rodgers in California. Yesterday afternoon, they got on the flight. I guess they got there, early evening.
Hello, Mr. Kelly.
California time, yes.
Welcome on the Global Express.
Yes, two pilots, two flight attendants, minimum.
They might have stopped.
Yeah.
Refuel.
No, they didn't
refueling.
Refuel. They didn't do a refuel. No, don't
you
do
don't
that.
Think they stopped in like Wichita, Kansas? Or
nope.
Something?
To refuel? No. Nope.
You on that little one?
Nope. That's like Jay. What happened? I thought you said. I thought you said this. Yeah, we have to refuel.
How long this gonna take? Go ahead.
No, I honestly don't think that they had to stop and refuel. I think they slept very well and laid down in plush environments and went to talk to Aaron Rodgers. And if they can pull it off, then they should do it, if they can get it done. It'd just be interesting to see or hear what he's looking for and to see if they're willing to give him what he's looking for. Because he's looking for something. He ain't just – trust me. We're going to look up, it's going to be one of the, Aaron Rodgers is going to the Jets and they're extending him 2 more years and they're going to, watch, it's going to be, it ain't going to just be no,
no you're
gonna I'm
get,
going
you're
to
gonna
the
Jets. Some cash out the money tree.
Man,
this
come
one.
On, man.
Exactly.
Max.
Exactly. Of course. Gang green. It's gang green. Come on.
I'm not just doing this because I like New York. No. Not a chance.
So legal tampering begins March 13th. It is now, what is it, March 8th?
No, today is, March 8th.
Yeah, March 8th.
What's tomorrow, Max?
Well, that would be March 9th if today is March 8th.
What's March 9th?
What is March 9th?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Whose birthday? Come on, never mind. You're not on it. Go ahead.
Happy birthday, Jay.
No.
What happened?
Never mind.
I'm lost too.
Go ahead.
How long should the Jets wait for Rodgers to make his decision? How long should they wait for Rodgers to make his decision? And I'll remind people, by the way.
Are you asking us this, or are you giving me to tease something?
I am, but I'm saying I'll remind everyone. Lamar Jackson has been hit with the non-exclusive. If the price tag for Rodgers starts to get close to 2 firsts, because a lot of people think it'll be less than that, if it gets close to that, you might look at Lamar and say, 26 years old, you know what? I give up the 2 firsts and get to reach an agreement with Lamar. Imagine Lamar Jackson, Key, on the Jets. They jump right to the top in the AFC, right there with the Kansas Cities and the Cincinnatis and those type of teams.
Let me do the math.
Right there.
So you say give up the if the price tag becomes too high for Aaron Rodgers, you got the 2 ones that you can now go into the Lamar sweepstakes. You already are committing to giving Aaron Rodgers $100 million over the next 2 years because you got to pick up his contract. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to extend him. Most likely you're going to extend him, give him another 50. So let's just for conversation's sakes, you're going to give him $150 over the next 3. I'd probably would be more inclined to go with a Lamar Jackson,
yeah.
two first-round picks, $200 mm-hmm. million dollars
yeah.
over the first 4 years. I probably would be more inclined to do that.
You understand over the 4 years from now, he's only going to be 30? Lamar Jackson,
I probably, honestly, would be more inclined to do that.
Yes, me too.
So I'm going to turn the jet around.
Yeah.
We're going down to South Florida, and we're going to talk to Lamar on, what did you say, March 13th? The 13th?
Yeah, 13th.
Yeah.
Legal tampering.
I'm gonna be on the tarmac at midnight and send my SUV over to pick him up, bring him back, and then we're going to sit on the plane and we're going to talk.
Tommy in Los Angeles. How about you? Tommy?
Tommy?
Yeah.
There you are. You're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Tommy, you're on our show. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, I know. I listen to the show every day. I'm Keyshawn's OU coach from the hood.
Okay.
All right, Tommy.
So I've been listening. I've been watching this every morning. I'm up every morning. I watch this every morning. This is great TV.
Well, thank you.
Great, we can all agree on that. What you got,
Tommy? What you got for us, Tommy?
Hey, this is your old coach and Denker.
Well, Tommy, it's like pulling teeth over here. I'm glad you enjoy the show, but you're on it now. And we, all right, Donovan in Miami, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Trying to get to the good stuff.
Wait, hold on, Max. Slow down.
Don't like Tommy, man.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Cutting people off. Do you remember him, Key? What's going on
here? I couldn't really understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
So he's your old coach.
He's still here.
Oh, Tommy's old coach? My fault,
Tommy.
Mr. Tommy,
old coach from where?
Denker Park.
Oh, Denker Park. Oh, baseball coach, basketball.
Yeah, baseball, basketball.
Yeah, okay.
Now we got it.
Yeah, now I got it.
Trying to cut Tommy
off. Didn't hear. He wasn't talking.
He said he was Key's old coach.
I didn't hear that, coach.
Was at Uncle Charlie's service.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Charlie's service the last time I ran into you.
Yeah.
What kind of a player was he, coach?
He was a good player. I never did think that he would play football, though.
You thought he was going to be an NBA player?
Yeah, the baseball coach.
Oh, baseball.
What position did he play, coach? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I had so many players.
Did he hit? Could he hit?
Do you remember? Really stood out,
do you remember his quality as a player?
Oh, his quality as a player. All my players, I coached my players. If you couldn't play, you didn't play on my team.
I see.
Now, get him, Tommy.
That was no nonsense.
A lot of people, though, Max, I said this before, a lot of people didn't think that I was playing football. They thought I was going to be a baseball player and a basketball. But then once I realized how big the basketball players were, and then I realized that football, I would have to ride a bus for 10 years before I make my first $100,000.
Baseball,
I
was like, you mean. Yeah, baseball.
And baseball, I'm like, no, I'm just going to go to football. Much easier to get to the top.
What position did you play in baseball, Key?
I was everywhere. I mean, it's little league, and you play everywhere, right? You pitch, you caught. I caught mainly if I didn't pitch, though.
You caught?
Yeah. You're looking at me now because I'm tall.
Right.
But you got to remember, when I'm young, I'm not as big as I am now.
Yeah, so and the better players usually pitch, catch, play shortstop.
And I thought I was Pena. You know, I put the leg out, the whole deal.
Tony Pena, that was your guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I was a social Jaeger. Pena guy. Those were kind of the catchers that Johnny Bench was a little older for me.
Right.
I was still kind of young, but he was kind of at the end of his run.
Was Benito Santiago around when you were still playing baseball, or that was after?
That was probably after.
Hmm. Those are the guys who were easy to imitate.
You know, I thought I was a walking Andujar, you know, one of those dudes
walking
on the mound.
Andujar,
yeah. I thought I was, for sure, 100%.
All right, Coach, I'm sorry, Coach Tommy, that I didn't hear what you were saying, but
wouldn't it be the first time.
Listen, for everyone else, Coach Tommy.
I knew you were going to say that.
I couldn't help it.
Because I was going to say it.
Coach Tommy has an exception because he used to coach Keyshawn. For everybody else listening, just understand, this is a radio show. It's not a social call. Get to the point.
Good.
Speak clearly.
It's all good, man. You know, you're going to have a few of them every now and then.
I said Coach Tommy gets an exception. An exemption. Keyshawn, J. Will, Matt. What's next for Lamar?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. People want to talk about these quarterbacks. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Daniel Jones and Lamar Jackson, one in the middle of the market, really, for a quarterback whose contract is up. Works out a deal right at the deadline. 2 years guaranteed at $82 million. The other, Lamar Jackson, who's looking for the top of the market, which he thinks is Deshaun Watson, reportedly, $230 million, because that's what it is. But the owners are trying to toe the line. No, that's an exception. For some reason, that doesn't count. No. The top of the mark's really Kyler Murray, $189. Donovan in Miami, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Oh, man. I'm elated right now. Thank you guys for accepting this call. You guys are awesome. I always listen to you guys. I'm a big fan of you guys all across the board, man. I do think it's crazy, though. I honestly think it's crazy. I think that you have a player that is on the verge of doing things that hasn't been done before. The last time we've seen a talent like this, we didn't fully get to see it through with Michael Vick, which was an extraordinary talent. We get to see this option. He doesn't have many weapons. I believe the team hasn't done their best in making sure that they scout and maintain talent around that investment to get the best out of him. But, I mean, he's done his part. And if people are out there getting paid at that level, I don't think you can name me five other quarterbacks that can perform better than him, especially considering the fact that those other quarterbacks may have way better weapons.
Hey,
so
you know what?
I think if you put him in the right opportunity, he's for sure the MVP of the league.
KJ? Remember that Warren Sharp article, Sharp Analytics, I told you he came out with in 2019 after Lamar's rookie year when people were like, oh, he can't pass. It's titled Lamar Jackson. You're wrong about Lamar Jackson is the title of the article. This is from 2019. Of 45 first-round quarterbacks drafted since Peyton Manning with at least 150 attempts their rookie season passing the ball, Lamar Jackson posted a higher yards per attempt and a better passer rating in his rookie season than these quarterbacks drafted above him over the last several years. Andrew Luck, Jared Goff, Sam Bradford, Carson Palmer, Peyton Manning, Carson Wentz, Mitch Trubisky, Sam Darnold, just to name a few. Like, if you chart players according to what they're doing at their age, Lamar Jackson's at the head of the list, right? And it adds up because now he's 26. Look what he's already done.
You do realize, though, this is why I always giggle and go back to this. Man, I don't need to know that to know that dude in Ozzie Newsome know he can pass.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And DaCosta know he can pass. That's why they went out and got Todd Monken from Georgia so that they can implement a passing game that will help them advance in the playoffs and throughout the regular season when they needed to push the ball down the field. They couldn't do it because Greg Roman's style of offense didn't fit what they needed to do to advance. So they said, we got to switch it up.
Speaking.
We got a quarterback that can do it, but they got to pay him.
Speaking of advancing all the way to the championship and winning, Lindsey Vonn, Olympic gold medalist and World Cup alpine skier, is with us now. Good morning, Lindsey.
Hey, how's it going?
Am I doing it right, Lindsey?
Well, how do you do the shoulders, yeah, Key?
Totally. The shoulders. Perfect technique. Perfect.
Lindsey, it is International Women's Day. What does that mean to you?
I think it's a great chance for us to recognize what women have done, you know, obviously in the world, but also in sports. I think sometimes with all the amazing things athletes are doing now, we lose perspective of how much it's taken to be able to get to this point where we can recognize women, and people like Billie Jean King, how much they've done to advance women in sports. So I think it's just a great opportunity for us to recognize that.
When you look at your career, Lindsay, so you've reached certain heights, right? And so you also become a, if not a trailblazer or a role model or someone for people to aim at in future generations and to inspire them. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it's an amazing opportunity to positively impact people. I mean, I remember when I met Peekaboo Street when I was 9 years old, and I met her for 90 seconds at an autograph signing in Minnesota, and she inspired me to want to be an Olympian. So I realized the impact one person can have, and I've always taken that responsibility very seriously because, you know, just as positively as you can impact someone, you can also negatively impact them just by having a bad day. So, you know, being a role model is a huge responsibility, and I feel lucky to be in that position.
So, Lindsay, the other day I got asked to come back and play in this this league, and I was like, man, the body doesn't feel right. I can't do that. You take time off and you come back from one competitive in skiing. First off, what is that like, taking time off and then coming back and doing it again at that level?
I mean, I retired 4 years ago, and I was asked by Red Bull to come and do the hardest downhill in the world on the men's circuit, and also do it at night. So I didn't really hesitate. I said yes, but obviously my body is not. I mean, I retired because my body was you know, falling apart from all the surgeries. But it was such an amazing rush to get back in the starting gate and to push myself and to go 85 miles an hour again. I miss that so much.
You know, I'm scared. I am scared to mess around on skis or anything. I don't even know the first thing. I wouldn't even know how to put on a ski.
We like to sit by the fire, Key, and have a glass.
I could teach you.
I don't know. I just don't know how to put on the ski. I like to sit by, like Jay said, I want to sit by the fire in the cabin.
And the ski trip.
But I have to say, the ski, yeah. You know, yeah. The ski trip.
You would be good at the après ski, yeah, the drinking after, just not partaking in the skiing. Yeah.
I wouldn't be great. I'm not too tall. I'm 6'4". I'm not too big.
I don't think so. I mean, Michael Phelps is, 6'3", 6'4", and he wants to go skiing, and I'm going to teach him. So I don't know. Yeah, I think there's an opportunity. I'm here. I'm a good teacher.
Yeah, okay. So tell us a little bit about – I'm gonna let that sink in my head a little bit.
You're not convinced.
He's going to have really the brandy snifter by the fire. He'll be fine.
I don't know how many – Lindsay, I don't know how many brothers from South Central Los Angeles getting on ski slopes. So, you know.
We got to get Key in the pool first. All right.
D-Wade tried it. He's not going back, but he at least tried it. We'll get you out there one day. One day. Right. A couple Lobos tequilas, and you'll be good.
Yes. No, yeah. Well, yes, see, that's exactly right. Certainly, that will have me doing more things than just skiing. Tell us a little bit about your foundation.
Yeah, so Peekaboo actually was the one that inspired me to start my foundation because of the impact she had on me. And so my goal is to empower young girls through scholarships and programs. I have empowerment camps where I'm actually physically there, and we have a weekend program where we teach them about positive body image, about financial independence, about cybersecurity, kind of everything young girls need to feel empowered and confident in the world. And my goal is to just allow them to believe in themselves, like Peekaboo allowed me to believe in myself. And it really has nothing to do with sports, honestly, or skiing for that matter. It's just about being a confident young woman in life.
Olympic gold medalist Lindsay Vonn. Lindsay, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and I will.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right,
okay, well, it's on, so you know who to call.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. He wants to drink by the fire, but you do that first, then you can get on the slope.
I can do both. I can do both.
Yeah, you can do both at a high level, but that's how you get hurt.
You can do both at a high level, Jay says. Right, I got it.
But that's how we get hurt. That's how Key and I get hurt.
You do both at a high level. You're a cheater.
No, we don't do skiing.
No, I get hurt doing something I know I shouldn't have my ass on any ski slopes or any ski anything. That's how you get hurt.
There it is. Well, Lindsay will take it under advisement, Key, when she's teaching you how to.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Lindsay.
All right, Lindsay.
Did the Ravens get it wrong with Lamar Jackson? Did Lamar get it wrong with the Ravens? Will Rodgers be the next Jets quarterback? Aaron Rodgers on the Jets. Could you imagine? Your calls coming up, 888-SAY-ESPN.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Benjamin in Los Angeles.
Much respect, man, because y'all legends in y'all, you know, saying profession, and even this radio show, this podcast thing. Because I've been hip to y'all, but I wasn't tapped in, but I've been tapped in to the fullest ever since. I'm definitely one of the members now, man.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Oh, people want to talk about Lamar Jackson.
Okay, I'm nervous for tomorrow. He's skiing. I'm nervous for tomorrow.
Are you?
Got the colonoscopy tomorrow. I got to do all the pills today.
Come on, Jay, man. He's about to hear all that, man.
What? It's a health benefit.
You might like it, Jay. You never know. You have to wait and see. All right, listen.
You should check it. Don't try to minimize it, Max.
Jay's going to go for a second opinion immediately.
When Max gets uncomfortable, he just pivots very quickly.
So Lamar Jackson, on the other hand, is looking to get it.
Number two.
No, it's important. People at a certain age need to get get checked.
That's all it is.
Yeah, but we don't need to know.
What do you need to know?
Why not? Because people, it's stigmatized, so Jay is taking the stigma away.
There you go, Key. Go get checked.
Maybe certain things are better left alone. Juwan in Maryland. March 9th, a big day for Jay Will. Big day in the life of Jay Will.
Is that why you kept saying March 9th?
Yeah, it's big day.
Big day. It is.
Go ahead. Can we get the
calls? To, by the way, the man can't eat, can't do anything.
I can't do. I can't eat for a whole day.
Pills
I got to take
all
these
day.
Pills. I got to stay next
You're in a good mood for someone
day.
Who hasn't eaten, you know.
Really?
That's anesthesia. Put you to sleep. Heard it's the best nap I ever take.
Right. All right,
nice
Jay.
Cold room.
We
no kids.
We're talking about all these quarterbacks getting paid.
How long can I stay here?
Dan Jones got paid. Aaron Rodgers is already paid. Kyler Murray got paid. Russell Wilson got paid. Justin Herbert's going to get paid. Joe Burrow's going to get paid. Josh Allen's got paid. Derek Carr just got paid. We're talking about quarterbacks being paid. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's stick right there. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines and see what they think.
All right. Juwan in Maryland, what do you think about Jay's colonoscopy tomorrow? No, okay, Juwan in Maryland. Whoa. We're talking Lamar Jackson. That's all. Go ahead, Juwan.
TMI. What's up, man? Good morning, man. I love y'all show, man. Make me feel like I'm at the barbershop, man. I really do like that, man.
All day.
Hey, so my opinion, though, my question is basically, I want to know, is collusion really going on? I feel like it is because me being a Commanders fan, I'm just wondering, like, how can we pull ourselves out of giving up 2 first-round picks for ex-MVP? And you're selling me Sam Howell's the guy. And for the last 3 years, we went 7-9, 8-9, 8-9 with mediocre quarterback play. If you're trying to win a Super Bowl, would you go try to sign a big guy? I'm just wondering. From my perspective, it's like collusion.
You ain't wrong.
I don't know if it's collusion, man, or not, because it's something that ain't right, whatever it is, but it's hard for me to believe that the Washington Commanders and everything that their current owner has gone through with the NFL and other owners, that he wouldn't want to stick it to them. Why would he want to help them?
Question.
Well, because he has to sell the team, though, Key. Don't you have to work with the league in order to sell who you sell the team to?
No, because they want him gone, like many reports say, they don't care. They want him out. So they don't care who sells the team.
Question about collusion, guys. When people say collusion, what they may or may not realize they're saying is there's actual communication between owners. This is what we're going to do. They have an agenda, and then they carry it forward. The argument against collusion can sometimes be all of the owners can see it the same way, or many of them can, without actually colluding. In other words, I want to toe the line and say the limit is not Deshaun Watson, it's Kyler Murray because that's $40 million less on the guarantee. Do they really need to talk to each other to all come to the same conclusion?
But it's not helping the Washington Commanders. It's not helping the Las Vegas Raiders. Teams right?
that are at odds
at times. The Raiders are at odds with the league forever since that's Al right. Davis owned the team.
Well, they're not one of the teams that said that they're out, are they?
But Key, I think that the bigger piece here is if the Raiders are still in, this just opens the floodgates in. And I've asked every person that's came on our show today, from Sam Acho to Mike Tannenbaum, all of them have been consistent by telling me in the next 3 to 4 years, you're going to have quarterbacks who are going to be making $50-plus million a year, being at 230, 240-plus million guaranteed range.
Yeah.
So, it's fair to say that owners are afraid of the floodgates opening up because Joe Burrow's next, Justin Herbert's next, and it just keeps rolling after that.
Steve in Baltimore. Oh, someone from Baltimore got to be a little nervous about what's going to happen with Lamar. What you got, Steve?
Hey, good morning, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I'm going to make this quick and to the point. I don't think it's a matter of Lamar misreading the market. I think it's a matter of Steve Bisciotti being cheap and not wanting to pay the brother. Because you got to understand, when Deshaun Watson got his deal, Steve Bisciotti, he didn't agree with that. So he let you knew right there, we're not going to do that with Lamar. Second of all, I'm born and raised in Baltimore my whole life. The Ravens have always had an offense problem. Now, granted, the defense recently, it ain't what it used to be, but it's still a solid defense. But the offense has always been our city's problem. I mean, I'll ask you guys, because you guys are the professionals, what was the last great wide receiver we had in Baltimore?
Yeah, it's none for Lamar.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, last good receiver they had probably would be Derek Mason. I would think Anquan Bowen, Derek Mason, Steve Smith.
I mean, for Lamar, though.
For Lamar, I mean.
For Lamar,
he said Lamar?
Yeah, and no, he's been their best target, right? But he's
no,
not
he
a
said the last time in Baltimore in general. Uh-huh. Yeah, those would be the guys that I – Derek Mason – Steve Smith was older. Anquan Bolden was older. I mean, they just not a pass happy type of situation. Maybe Michael Jackson when he played, rest in peace. Not that Michael, a football player actually named Michael who passed away. Jay, just in case you was scratching your head.
No, I didn't say anything. Yeah, I got it.
I got that one. They never really had anything. It's been tight ends and running backs, basically.
It'd be nice for him to have. And again, I don't want to talk about outside threat. This is an X receiver, right? Like, it'd be nice for him to have that dude on the team. By the way, DeAndre Hopkins looks like he's available. To me, that would be a good fit. Kyle in Spokane, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Okay, so how's it going, fellas?
What's going on, Kyle?
My question is, so you want to give $250 million guaranteed to Lamar Jackson,
yes,
who quote-unquote can't throw the ball. How come you don't trade up for Anthony Richardson, who's bigger, stronger, and faster, who you can teach how to throw the ball as well, and he's on a rookie contract?
Okay, so you're gonna trade up to go get Anthony Richardson to develop him all over again, just like you developed Lamar Jackson into a $250 million quarterback, and then you go set your franchise back however many years, and then what?
And then the idea that Anthony Richardson ever
and the
turns
fact
out
that
as
you
good
think
as Lamar,
Lamar can't Jackson. Throw is crazy.
Like, Lamar Jackson, if Anthony Richardson pans out, he will like, the odds that he's ever as good as Lamar is today are slight. It's not nothing against Anthony Richardson.
He's a major boom or bust.
Right, but yeah, even exactly. If he booms, how many players have ever boomed like Lamar Jackson? He's one of one.
But yes, that is correct.
It's hard for him to even exceed expectations because the expectation is Lamar Jackson.
Jay, man, I want you to start narrative about me.
Like what?
Can you I could shoot the lights out of the ball, and I could drain threes.
Yeah.
And if
the best
I would
shooter
play in the
ESPN.
NBA,
you're the best shooter at
ever
ESPN.
In the history. And oh my God, I got that Reggie Miller sort of
Ray
flow.
Ray Allen like shot. Yeah.
Yeah. You should start that so every time people could just automatically say, "This is what Keyshawn could do really well."
Yeah, it's best shooter ESPN has ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that works, Max. You ought to do it in baseball too. Keyshawn can throw 98 miles an hour just off the bus.
Jay, should you should start that in the operating room tomorrow when you're getting your colonoscopy. Just spread that around the doctors
and nurses.
Don't
say spread. Don't say spread.
They going to tell you to spread. Don't worry.
Alone, okay?
Hey,
They going to tell you to spread. Don't worry.
I'll be asleep. Jeez.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
Oh, God.
Jay, we'll see you for a couple days, so let me just say enjoy. ESPN Radio.
Yes, thank you, Jordan.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.